the kill, and Warner wins the set. Fade away by Moores.
In Play with Craig Maddock, made possible by Horton in Britain, a worldwide supplier of engine cooling systems and proud member of the community for more than four decades. HortonWW.com. Welcome to another edition of In Play. I'm Craig Maddock. Today's guest was a multi-sport athlete, winning South Dakota State High School basketball and volleyball championships. She was named the Gatorade Player of the Year in volleyball. She graduated as the all-time kills leader, went on to play in the Big Ten, one of the first from the state to play Big Ten volleyball. And still, some 20 years later, she's still listed as one of the top all-time attackers for Penn State volleyball. She's also been a college volleyball coach, and now she even has her own photography business. The former Roosevelt Rough Rider and Penn State Nittany Lion, Ashley Peterson Buckley. Ashley, welcome to In Play.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I can't believe it's been 20 years since you played for Penn State.
It's wild. I don't know where the time goes.
Nittany Lions just played in Sioux Falls at the Pentagon just about a month ago. They beat 14th-ranked Kansas in five sets. What was it like watching your former team play in your own hometown?
It was so surreal. Honestly, if you would have told me in college that Penn State would be coming to Sioux Falls one day in the future, I would have laughed. I would have never believed it. So to have them in our hometown and just to have so many people in the community that love volleyball and people that don't know much about volleyball be there was a really exciting thing, I think, for Sioux Falls and for sure very special for me and my family as well.
Katie Schumacher-Cawley is the head coach. She's in her fourth year at Penn State. She replaced the legendary Russ Rose. He was there, 42 years? He recruited you, but you played with Katie for a couple of years. I think it was your freshman and your sophomore year. What kind of player was Katie Schumacher?
Well, Katie came off of a national championship when I arrived at Penn State. So she had a lot of experience, was obviously an All-American, had won a national championship, a phenomenal player, but she was an even better leader. And that's what I loved so much about her. We got to spend a lot of time together because when we traveled on the road, coach would put us with a player in our position. And so her and I got to spend time together off of the court. And that was, for me, just a really neat experience to be put together with somebody that was older than me. And she kind of took me underneath her wing. Playing when you're young, especially in the Big Ten, is really challenging. And so she was a great role model and mentor. And to see her now at the helm of Penn State, I could not be more proud. And there is no better person to be leading our program.
Yeah, you're not surprised at all that she's a coach for no. what she did. But how about Coach Rose? You know, Russ Rose, they're 42 years, seven titles, 17 Big Ten titles. What did he see in you as a player?
Well, that's a good question. I think he saw just a hardworking, raw athlete that had a desire to play at a big level. And, you know, at that time I was playing multiple sports. He really liked that about me. And he just saw a lot of potential. I was competitive. I wanted to be at the next level. I wanted to compete. And so he brought me into the gym. He asked, "Do you think you can play here?" on my recruiting visit. And I said, yes. And kind of the rest is history. Mm-hmm. But he's a really tough coach to play for, but he gets the very best out of his athletes. And I had just a phenomenal experience playing for him.
Yeah, you mentioned you were a two-sport athlete at Sioux Falls Roosevelt. You not only played volleyball, but you played for the legendary Fred Tibbetts. You know, four straight basketball titles. You were part of an 83-game win streak when you were at Roosevelt. Of course, that would go on to be in a 111-game win streak. You know, back in the late 90s and the early 2000s, basketball was in the fall in South Dakota, and volleyball was in the winter. But what was it like playing for Fred Tibbetts?
Well, he was obviously a very successful coach, but he was the best prep for me for college because he was tough. He demanded a lot. He took a lot of pride in the program and building young players and filtering them really through up to be varsity players. And so I feel like he taught me what I needed to know, the little bit I needed to know going into college, and how to play for a tough coach who demanded really excellence on the daily. I really enjoyed playing for Coach Tibbetts. He was fun. He was intense. He's a player's coach. He got us all really excited. And to be a part of that ride, of that win streak, is really something that I'm proud of to this day. And I think it's just something that's so special.
You know, Roosevelt was loaded with talent on those basketball teams that you played on. And about a half dozen of those basketball players also played volleyball with you. Mm-hmm. So you spent a lot of time with those ladies from August through March. What did basketball do, though, for you for preparing for volleyball?
I think, honestly, the thing that I took away from basketball was winning. We learned how to win in that program. We, every day, had to work hard to defend kind of our win streak that we had going on. We knew people were gunning for us. But just really the work ethic that was required to compete at a high level is what I took away from basketball. And also, I think Fred Tibbetts just did a masterful job of getting players to buy into the team and the program. There was girls in the gym at open gyms in 6th, 7th, 8th grade wanting to play. And so it was neat to see what kind of community and family he created within that program. And then even amongst ourselves, I wasn't the star on the basketball team. I think I started, but there was so many great players and everybody was incredibly unselfish on the team. And we were all fans of each other and really celebrated what we all brought to the team. And I think that's really unique, especially in today's sports, to have, you know, a team of 15 players that all get an opportunity to play and all are really cheering for each other.
Michelle Jewett was your volleyball coach. What did you like about Coach Jewett?
Oh, she was so fun. All of the coaches on the volleyball program were role models to us. They were really fun to be in the gym with. You know, she had an amazing career at Augustana, and so she knew a lot about the game. And, you know, again, she was such a pivotal person in the recruiting process for me, such a good support system. It was a bit overwhelming at the time as I was navigating that, but she was just right there beside me and helping me to make tough decisions and to push me, to keep me humble, to keep me working hard, and to really kind of keep focused on today, you know, at the time. And then also really to help me to dream bigger and to really pursue my dreams for playing at the collegiate level.
You're just over 6 foot tall. When did that growing spurt happen?
Oh, you know what? I feel like I stopped growing maybe my sophomore or junior year of high school. I topped out at 6 foot, and that at the time was a good sized outside for the Division I level. Now I feel like outsides are 6'2", 6'4", 6'5". But yeah, probably sophomore, junior year in high school, I was done growing.
You're a freshman, I think, about 1998, and you were chosen to participate in the Olympic training program out in Colorado. What was that like?
It was really special to go out there and to be asked to be a part of that. I am so appreciative of those experiences because truly it helped me to compete with some of the best players in the country. And anytime you're competing with the best players in the country, especially as a high school student athlete, it's intimidating. And so it really challenged me to grow thick skin, take feedback from other coaches, play at a high level, you know, have enough confidence in myself and in my ability. And so I feel like it really grew me as an athlete, and also just seeing what else was out there. I was a girl from South Dakota who, like you had said, high school sports were flip-flopped. I didn't have as much exposure as some of the other players that were training at the national facility. And so it was really neat for me to go and to see what else was out there and to experience that level of volleyball.
Was there one part of the game that they said, you have to get better at doing this if you want to maybe go play college volleyball?
You know, in high school, I was just a well-rounded athlete. And so I played middle, but I got a hit pin to pin. I was the biggest player on our team. So that seemed like the right position for me. But I'm so thankful I was able to play back row because that helped to develop that skill for me, which I used in college. I was switched to the outside in college. But I think back row and just learning how to read the game, learning how to hit out of the back row, learning how to pass and also be targeted. When you're a sixth rotation player, you have people that are gunning for you all the time just to try to, you know, shake up your game a little bit. So that was probably the best part of high school, just having that chance to play six rotations because it was the best preparation for college.
You know, you played the best of three sets back then. You played the 15, right? You had to win by two, of course, but there was no rally scoring, no libero. You had to win the serve to get the point. Do you remember some matches that kind of just lasted forever because of that setup?
Yeah, honestly, it's like funny thinking back of, wow, the game has changed so much. And if we switch now to traditional scoring, I wonder how many girls would still be interested in playing. Because it could be like just back and forth, but to earn a point was really, really challenging. But yeah, it's funny to look back and to see what rules have changed, the nets and the serve. Like, there's a million things that are different now about it. But some of those old games against Washington specifically, I remember, were just battles, and I'm sure that they lasted. There was no set time for them. It was kind of an open-ended night where it could last an hour, it could last 2.5 hours. You just never knew.
And the state volleyball tournament at the time was a double elimination tournament. Mm-hmm. And yeah. and that's how Washington kind of got you guys, as you were a sophomore, I think. I'm trying to remember here.
Yeah, my sophomore year, we tried to come back, but we couldn't beat them twice in a row. So,
Back then, it was Washington or Huron. It always seemed to be getting in the way for you guys to not only get to the finals, but to win a championship.
Yeah, Washington was really good. They had tall players. They had really aggressive hitters, I remember, at the time. And it seemed like they were really well-rounded. So it was like, you know, pick your poison. You're just going to try to slow them down as best as you could. But we had some really fun competitive matches with them. And some of those girls I still see to this day, which is also really fun.
Well, your junior year, you play Washington in the state volleyball tournament. They kind of had your number, but you beat them. But then Washington had to play five matches to get to the finals while you guys just was in the winner's bracket and kind of waited for someone to show up. A brutal tournament, certainly, a brutal format. What was it like, though, winning the championship that year?
It was so gratifying. A lot of those players I played basketball with was as well. And so it was fun to compete, you know, not only on the basketball court, but to transition that over to volleyball. And I'll never forget some of the seniors that we played with and how hard they played. I feel like they were the best supporters of me. I know that I'm sure I got a lot of attention and people were talking about me, especially my junior year with having committed to Penn State. But they didn't ever show signs of being jealous or envious. They just were amazing teammates to me. And we were all excited to be winning and competing together. And certainly to top that off with a championship that year was just really icing on the cake.
Well, your senior year, you're Roosevelt again. You get in the finals, and guess who? Washington. But this time you lose to Washington in the semifinals, and you had to beat O'Gorman to get into the championship. Tell me about the second match that you had and trying to win another championship.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, it's like not that clear. What I remember about that is just sitting in the locker room after that match and just being just devastated for that chapter to be closing and all of the memories that we had made as a team. And I think any time a season finishes, you have so much time to reflect on the highs and also the lows. And I think just as a senior, I felt so disappointed that we went out with a loss. But you know what? It didn't take away from the success that we had and how much we built as a team over the course of my 4 years. We got better every single year that we played. And so, you know, you have to always look at the positive and, you know, look at the things that you learned as a team. And certainly they went on to continue to have more success at Roosevelt. So that always makes me happy, you know, and knowing like Kathleen Hrushka, there are some really good players that came through after me. And so, everybody, all the things always move on after you finish up.
All those years playing basketball and volleyball, did you have any major injuries or were you lucky enough to kind of get by and get a little lucky of not having a big time injury?
Yeah, you know what? In high school, I didn't have any injuries aside from an ankle sprain here or there. But in college, I did. I actually played my senior year with two stress fractures in my foot. So it was about the time of October that I started to have a lot of pain in my foot. And so I, you know, went in and obviously they saw I was broken and I had two choices. One, I could sit out or I could finish up the season. So, you know, during the week and during the day, I'd be in a boot and then I would tape my ankle up as tight as I possibly could to not have it flex. And and then I would play. The hardest part of that season for me was just knowing that I wasn't at my full capacity and knowing that the team was really depending on me. I was leading our team in kills that year and was supposed to have an amazing season. And although we did have a great season, I always in the back of my mind feel like I had more in me, but I did the best I could with what I had. But it was definitely a year that challenged me. And also my teammates rallied around me and seeing other people step up and in different positions was the best part of that season and something I'll never forget.
Gatorade Player of the Year for South Dakota your senior year. What did that honor mean to you?
Well, it was really special. I mean, it's every accolade I look back on and think, man, that was really special that someone thought that highly of me to give me that award. You know, especially because we had so much attention on our basketball team, for me to have some of those for volleyball felt really good. And I was really proud of that and proud of our team for winning that state championship my junior year, simply because it was the sport that I loved. And it was fun to be able to share that with my teammates too. But, you know, all of the awards that I got really were a reflection of the amazing coaches that I had and that I played for. And then also the teammates who just helped continue to make me better each and every day.
Ashley, you love volleyball, but, you know, you could have played basketball in college, too. You ever thought about that? You know, what if I would have chosen basketball instead of volleyball?
You know what? My mind was made up really early. My sister was 10 years older than me, and she played volleyball at Minnesota State Mankato. And I loved her, and I idolized her growing up. And so seeing her play volleyball, I think that was a dream of mine. And in 7th, 8th grade, I think my mind was made up going into high school. I had that opportunity to play both sports or play one or the other. I remember Dave Krause at Augustine always saying, like, you could come here and do both. But I really never entertained the idea. I never went on any recruiting visits for basketball. I knew I wanted to be a volleyball player. It was a sport that I excelled in. And I saw so much potential in myself in that sport. And I had the drive and the motivation. It was slightly different with basketball. I was just as competitive, but I didn't have the same drive to be a leading point scorer for our team. I was a role player, and I really liked the roles that I played, but my upside was certainly in volleyball. So it was an easy decision for me at an early age.
Ashley, you were one of the first out of South Dakota to play Big Ten volleyball. I know Taryn Cloth from O'Gorman, she played at LSU, and she got into the Olympics. Of course, Bergen Riley at Nebraska from O'Gorman. Bryn Kirsch from Lincoln, you know, played for Kansas. I know I'm missing a few others, but why did you choose Penn State over all the other schools that were looking for you back at that time?
I loved Penn State because when I walked on campus, it immediately felt like home. It really reminded me of, in so many ways, Sioux Falls. It is a small community outside of the school, and, you know, there's sort of like this family feel, I think, when you're on campus. It's also not a campus that's in a huge city, and I really liked that. I wanted to be somewhere that I felt safe in. But when I visited specifically Rec Hall and saw the team play in the facility, and I got to sit down with Coach Rose, there was something about it that was slightly intimidating, to be honest, where I was like, this is where I want to be challenged. Like, this feels like home. This is the place that I want to come. Has an amazing tradition and legacy and history. Alumni are a huge part of what they talk about in the recruiting process. And even to this day, I still feel a part of the program. And so I knew it was special when I walked on campus. It helped that they had won the national championship in 99. So, you know, the year that I was being recruited, they ended up winning it. So, you know, it was a no-brainer for me. I visited a lot of places, but I always came back to Penn State was my number one choice. And when Coach offered me, I was like, let me think about it. And Coach was on the phone, was like, what do you need to think about? He's like, you've been wanting to come here. I'm like, you're right. I'll go. Like, it's a yes. So it's kind of funny. But he was the last team to offer me. And when he did, it was an immediate yes.
2001 to 2004, you're at Penn State. You did not redshirt your freshman year. And in fact, that freshman year, you're used to all of the, you know, no rally scoring, no libero, just a double elimination tournament at state. But you go to college, and the NCAA introduced rally scoring your freshman year. And in sets 1 through 4, you had to get to 30 points instead of 25. What was that year like, trying to adapt to all those new rules?
You know, I don't think that I remember the the rules and the game, the changes in the game being the most challenging part, truly it was the physicality of the game. When you jump from playing in South Dakota and playing high school and you move to that next level, there's a big difference between an 18-year-old freshman and a 22-year-old senior. And so that was, I think, the hardest part for me was that adjustment. Just competing at the next level, playing with girls that were bigger, with more experience, the mental toughness it took to not only play during preseason, but then to play a longer season. So my freshman year was a transition in so many ways, but it was kind of an evolution too. It's like you see yourself grow and every little thing that you do, you're like, oh, I got this. I can do that. You know, and that's what I think Coach Rose is so good at. Like, he trains you to really hit your next level every single day. And when you look back, you know, all of a sudden you're like, all those days add up and you're further ahead than you ever thought you could be. And so playing for him was one of the hardest things I've ever done, but he got the very best out of me and every player that's played in the program too.
I went back and I looked at, does Ashley Peterson Buckley have any records yet at Penn State? Where does she line up even after more than 24 years playing at Penn State? You have two top five finishes in attacks for a season. And one of your biggest nights in your volleyball career at Penn State, your junior year at Wisconsin, 31 kills in five sets. What do you remember from that night?
I remember getting a lot of balls.
A lot of attacks.
Taking a lot of swings that night. gosh, that was such a fun match. There was a couple that really stand out in my mind. But, you know, anytime you have your career high, it's a night you never forget. And that is a special one because I loved playing at Wisconsin. I had a lot of family that would travel there. Playing in that arena is like nothing else. It's one of the top, I would say, like 3 to 5 places you can play in the country. It's just a really, really cool and electric place to play. And, you know, having a career high and ever hitting that amount of kills, I don't know that I would have ever thought I could do that. So it's a really neat thing to still be able to say I did.
And then 2004, your senior year, you become the 16th Nittany Lion to reach 1,000 kills, and you did it against Stanford. Was that something you would ever get to? You thought, I can get to 1,000 kills at Penn State.
You know, it's not even something that I had on my radar, I don't think. I'm sure that I saw teammates who had 1,000 kills throughout their career, and at some point I said that's something I would like to do. But it's sort of the natural evolution of being an outside hitter where you get a lot of swings, and it's a matter of what you do with those swings. So it was quite an honor to get that. It was special to do that at Stanford. We won that match in five. I remember being on the end line and I think serving 7 or 8 balls in a row. Like, it was kind of a magical match for us because we were behind. But I'll never forget that tournament, being all tournament team, winning that game, and also having my parents there too. It was pretty neat.
Did you play any professional volleyball?
I did. I went on after my senior year to play in Spain for 9 months. I played in Cordoba, and then I went on that following year to play in Puerto Rico for a year.
Wow, nice. Traveling the world a little bit and playing the sport you love.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
No, really fun.
So you graduate from Penn State in 2004. Were there thoughts of coaching volleyball at that time, after playing professional volleyball?
You know, all the right doors just opened up for me. I don't think that I graduated thinking that I was going to go into coaching. But after a conversation with Kim Sedbeck, I knew instantly it's what I wanted to do. I spent a little bit of time at USF the year that I played in Puerto Rico. I coached there for just a little bit, you know, dipped my toes in with coaching the JV team, and I really enjoyed it. And then once I talked to Kim Sedbeck, I knew it's what I wanted to do. And I was really, really lucky to be able to coach with her for 1 year because I learned so much. She was the head of so many committees for Division II volleyball at the time and somebody I respected a lot. And so getting that opportunity to coach with her for a year and then to take over the program was quite an honor. And I always feel so grateful to her for giving me that opportunity.
It is 2008 when Kim Sedbeck leaves Augie and you're named the head coach. Do you think you were ready at that time after being an assistant coach for a couple of years?
I mean, I was as ready as I could be. I, in hindsight, think, wow, she had a lot of trust in me for recommending me. Bill Gross also gave me that opportunity, and President Oliver. I'll never forget sitting in President Oliver's office, and he said, it's not the age of the tire, but the depth of the tread. And I'll never forget that, because it just showed how much confidence they had in me and in my ability to lead that team. And I learned everything I needed to learn along the way. And that's what Kim said. She said, it'll be a baptism by fire. You'll know what you need to do in the moment. And also you have a whole army of people really supporting and surrounding you. So just reach out if you need anything.
Well, recruiting was a big thing, something different, maybe something you weren't used to, or I certainly knew what the recruiting process was like, but what was it like getting into that recruiting process, thinking about who you want to get every year?
Yeah, recruiting is such a fun and very challenging aspect of coaching, especially with the NSIC being as competitive as it is and so many of the players coming from the Midwest. When we would travel to Minneapolis, you see every other NSIC coach on the court going after the same exact girls. One of the things that was so helpful about my career at Augie was coaching at a school that had such an incredible academic and athletic reputation. It was such an easy sell for me. I loved selling Augie because it really didn't feel like a sales job. When people came onto campus, the program, the school, Sioux Falls, it sold itself. And so that part of it made it really fun and enjoyable and easy for me. But I loved how competitive recruiting is. I loved getting really great players in and finding players that really would fit well into the school, because it is very unique. It's much different than if a player is interested in St. Cloud. I love talking about the similarities and differences in schools, but the type of players that we brought in really went on to have amazing, successful careers. And I'm really proud of everything that the players that graduated from our program have done and did while they were there too.
Yeah, you had 5 out of 7 winning seasons there at Augustana. How would you grade yourself? Now you think about it, don't be too hard on yourself here now, Ashley, but how would you grade your coaching experience at Augustana?
Oh, gosh, that's tough. I mean, I'm pretty critical, so I would say it was never good enough. And one of the parts that I'll always have regret about is just that we didn't make the regional tournament. We were always so close. We were always like that, you know, ranked 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, right in that mix. And it was so cutthroat to get into the regional tournament. And, you know, that's something that I, in hindsight, I'm like, what could we have done better or differently to make ourselves more competitive or to be in a better position to make that? But at the end of the day, we were playing in the best conference in the country. And yep. I feel like we did a good job. I feel like the team really represented themselves well. And I feel like we were competitive. So, you know, I would have felt different if we would have had a three game win season, but we never had that. We were competing with the best of the best. We had some amazing wins along the way and well-respected too.
After 7 years, you do resign though from Augustana as the volleyball coach. What were you thinking about at that time?
You know, at that time we had young kids. We had 3 young boys. And my husband was traveling a lot for work. And so I just had to make some really hard decisions about what we envision our life looking like down the road. We were thinking we would have another son or another kid. Didn't know it was going to be a son at that time, but that's something we went on to do. And I feel like it would have been really challenging to continue to coach and also to give my family what they needed. It's a very demanding profession. It's one that I was just all in. And so during the season, I feel like I just didn't have a whole lot to give emotionally to my family. And I knew at some point they would need me in a whole different way. And now looking back, I know it was hard, but it was the right decision. And I wanted to be there for my kids. And now with them being in high school and our oldest being in high school, I realize like I'm exactly where I need to be right now, supporting them in their careers and in their athletic careers. It was a hard decision and one that I probably never had a job that I've been more passionate about. And that's the trickiest part is in another life without kids, I'd be coaching at Division I level because that's how much I love the game and that's how much I love coaching. But it's not meant to be for us right now.
When did you get interested in photography?
You know, I got interested in photography probably 11 years ago when our kids were really young. We had a lot of friends that were having babies and at that time, I wanted to do something that was a little less competitive, a little less black and white, something that felt good, and that just really was sort of a gift to other people. And so that's how I got started. And then I quickly became really passionate about it. And I learned everything that I could. I wanted to research it. And I just found that it was a good creative outlet for me and something that I had never really explored before, because I was always doing volleyball and, you know, athletics. So it's something that I think is a slight departure from athletics. I would have never envisioned it, but it's something I've really enjoyed doing.
And it's now a business for you, right?
Yes. Yep. That's what I do full time.
A husband and four boys can change a few things, too, if you want to coach. You married your high school sweetheart, Jeff, by the way, who he was a pretty good basketball player for Roosevelt. And I'm assuming those four boys are all over sports at their ages right now.
Yeah, yep, we've got boys ranging from 16 all the way down to 8. And, of course, they love sports. They love playing basketball and football. And we also, as a family, just love being out on the water. We have a boat down in Yankton. And so we're trying to do as much as we can as a family outside of sports as well, just to create some memories, because sports nowadays are year-round and you hardly get any time outside of sports to just be together as a family where you're not missing something. So, you know, we're trying our best to balance the demands of them wanting to play and be in everything, and also just to have a bit of family time as well outside of the gym.
Is coaching volleyball again a possibility?
I would say never, right? I think there'll be a day and a time and an opportunity that will present itself. It's not right now. I've been asked to look at a couple of high school jobs in the area, and I'm always honored and I'm thankful when people ask and think of me still. But right now, I don't want to trade my time with my boys and watching them and supporting them and cheering them on with, you know, being in the gym and being, you know, with other players, to be quite honest, and a little bit selfish as well. I'm not a good person that can, I wouldn't say can't balance it, but I'm all in and whatever I do. So if I'm going to coach at whatever level it's going to be, I'm all in. And I know that something will have to give. And right now I just don't want it to be my own children.
Got one more for you, Ashley. You know, from winning high school basketball and volleyball titles, playing in the Big Ten with volleyball, coaching college volleyball, what did you bring to the sport of volleyball that you're most proud of?
Great question. You know, I hope that I, especially 15 years ago, inspired other girls to see that you can play college volleyball. I know now volleyball has taken over basketball in our sport, and there are a lot of really, really talented girls that are getting amazing opportunities to go play collegiately. But when I was playing, I didn't have that example and that role model to look up to. And I hope that I inspired some players to pursue volleyball and to also be okay with saying, I'm not going to do basketball, I'm going to play volleyball instead. I also hope that I was a little part of getting Kairos going and getting another program going. And I wasn't a part of building it necessarily, but just also sharing like, hey, we have a lot of talented athletes here that want to play volleyball, and just showing them that those opportunities are available. And I'm really excited for all of the players right now that are getting the exposure that they deserve and the chances that they are getting to play at that next level.
In Play with Craig Maddock is made possible by Horton in Britain, where smiling at work happens all the time. Apply now at HortonWW.com. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. It helps us gain new listeners. This has been In Play with me, Craig Maddock. This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.